This is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman from Great Lakes Investment Advisor. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jason provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is your Financial Empower Hour with Jason Kreiderman.
Good morning and welcome to your Financial Empower Hour. This is Jason Kreiderman with Great Lakes Investment Advisors. Here we are, the first Sunday morning in December. What an awesome year we've had so far. I was talking to my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore, before we started recording today and just kind of reflecting and looking back on this year in our personal lives and in our professional lives. And, you know, then we just look back at all the recordings and all the shows we've recorded this year and in the years past. And Tony, we have a lot of fun when we record these shows. And I know our listeners probably, we probably get some chuckles and some giggles out of some of our listeners, and I'm sure some of them just shake their head and think, oh my gosh, these guys again. And you know, they struggle and fumble to change the radio station just to get us off the air for a while.
No, come on. Wait, our listeners are laughing at us, but they can't see us. Now, I understand them laughing if they could see us.
That'd be a totally different story.
That makes sense.
And some of our listeners, they can see me, Tony, because I know they get on my Facebook page. I know get on my website and they check out my business. And they even come in here in the office and they, you know, we've had people just stop in and say, hey, we're just in the neighborhood and we've been listening to your radio show for a year and we just want to pop in and make sure you were really live people and see where you were. And
that's awesome.
So I can understand those people, you know, seeing me and maybe laughing or chuckling at me a little bit. But Tony, I don't think any of our listeners have ever had an opportunity to see you. And so, you know, would they chuckle and giggle? I'm sure
they would if they saw me.
I'm sure they would. You know, he's one of those guys, they say he's got a voice for radio, and others say, yeah, but have you seen his face? He's got a face for radio.
The perfect face for radio, they say.
Either way you look at it, welcome to December. It's been an awesome year.
Yeah.
I know our show last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the things we were thankful for. And obviously it was, you know, our Thanksgiving weekend show. And, you know, I think every show we always talk about those things that we feel blessed and thankful for. And we'll probably talk a little bit more about them today, because I know we're going to start the show off, Tony, you and I talking a little bit about what did we do over Thanksgiving? How was our Thanksgiving weekend and the week that followed, and now what does it look like coming into the last 4 weeks of December 2022, believe it or not, I'm sorry, 2023 already, believe it or not, is already almost in the books. It'll be 2024 before we know it, on to bigger and better things. But Tony, how was your holiday weekend and what's it looking like for you now in the first week of December?
Well, yeah, I love this time of year. I say it all the time, but this is great. I mean, the holiday season, Thanksgiving was good. I actually spent it with my parents. We went down to see my folks, and that's really good. You know, it's funny how the roles have reversed, because my parents, who took care of me all those years, now they need me. They need my help to help take care of them. So it's good when I can get down there, because they appreciate it and I can help them out with a lot of things that they can't handle anymore. So that was good. And it's good to see family. I saw my cousins and aunts and uncles, and that was fun too. Now, I did, of course, eat too much. That always happens.
I was waiting to either have you tell me that or I'd ask you that. So
yeah, Thanksgiving,
Tony,
seems to center around food. I ate too much. A lot of the white meat, turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy, and pie. I had a lot of pie and a lot of leftovers, which are even better. I like the leftover turkey and a turkey sandwich. I mentioned that last week.
Mayo.
I do too.
Mayo and pepper. Especially if you can have it on homemade bread, even better. And
yes,
I did the same. Ate way too much.
I did, after
the first plate, and I tried this year. I said, okay, I'm not going to eat so much, because as we're standing in line with the family over the counter there in my in-laws' place, where they have all the food, and you kind of walk around the counter of the bar and you fill your plate up, and I'm standing in in line behind my wife, and I told myself, I said, now I remember recording my last week's radio show with Tony, and we talked about how we always eat too darn much. I said, I'm going to put on about half as much food on my plate this year, and I'm only going to eat about half as much, and that way, next week when Tony and I record our show, I can brag about how little I ate. And Tony, I was 100% successful at my first trip around that food bar. problem is, Tony, usually I fill my plate so high I only take one trip. Sometimes I can't even finish it all, but I never make it up for seconds. Well, I was sitting next to my wife at the table and I looked over and I thought, golly, I'm still hungry. And my plate was gone. I thought, son of a gun, Tony, you won that bet. And so I had to walk back up to that bar, walk her one more time and get some more turkey and stuffing and gravy. Yeah. And my mother-in-law makes these awesome homemade noodles. And oh my gosh, it's just, so then I ate about half of that plate and I'm sitting there next to my wife and I kind of kicked back in the chair and reached down and loosened my belt up one notch. And she said, you did it again, didn't you? And I said, yeah, Tony won another one.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. I don't know too many people who can refrain, especially if you're at a family gathering where all that food is. I mean, if it's just you and maybe your spouse and you're making the meal for yourselves, you can make less or make something different. But if you go to a family's house and they're putting on the full Thanksgiving dinner, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have, and I thought I had pretty darn good self-control, Tony. You know, and that was before desserts. I hadn't even made it up to the dessert round yet.
You do in your business and your finances, but with Thanksgiving meal, not so much. Not enough self-control.
There's a lot of things in my life I can control, and unfortunately, like you say, especially at those family gatherings, when you know all that food that is prepared and made fresh, it's just like, oh my gosh, it smells so good, and it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. It's the holidays.
Yep.
So I overate again, Tony. And just like we talked about on our show last week, in that little bet you and I made after the show, you win. I lost again. I filled my plate a lot less this time, but I went up for seconds, so I did it again.
Yeah. And we have more holidays coming up. When I left my hometown of Worthington, Minnesota, and got, had already eaten too much, my cousin said, stop out at our farm on your way by, because I drive right by it. And I got some things for you. And I'm like, okay. And her mom bake. That's all they do.
Oh,
and
boy.
She just handed me these Tupperware containers full of bars, cookies, homemade that they'd just been baking, all different kinds, and said, take these home to the family. And I go, some of these might not make it all the way back home.
that's
just this time of year. It's just the food never stops, it seems, during the holidays. You know, there's always sweets around and stuff that I'm not supposed to have. So I've got to watch it.
Yeah, and like you say, we're just at the beginning here. There's a lot more family and friend during the weeks and weekends, you know, when you start talking about the holidays and little get-togethers. And it's just the beginning, and, you know, we'll talk about later on in other shows, probably later this year and definitely in the beginning of next year, is, okay, how did we make it through 2023 with our New Year's resolutions? That's a topic of a show we'll have in a couple of weeks. But we'll look back and think about, you know, a lot of people say, well, it was to diet, or it was to work out more, or it was to gain weight or lose weight or do different things. And this time of year, I know myself and my family and my friends, Tony, we're always kicking ourselves in the butt thinking, oh, why did I set that resolution? And we're like, we've made it 11 months. Good enough. I'll call it a success. And my celebration will be this month. I get to celebrate and do whatever the heck I want, because Lord knows, you know, around this time of year with the holidays and the candies and the goodies and the cocktails, it's just a great time to celebrate, but it's also a time we usually end up paying for.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and that leads us to our, in January, when we actually make those resolutions, it's because we ended up splurging in December now and over the holidays. And that leads us to our conversation today, and that is, holiday spending is part of what we're talking about, and how you need to make that part of your financial plan. And I know we can talk about this. Some people even have a Christmas budget, holiday budget. But I wanted to start by saying, even decorations, people spend a lot over the holidays, a lot of money. I think there's travel, there's gifts, of course, there's food, a lot of different expenses. And some people set up a Christmas budget.
I think that's important. You know, we'll talk about, Tony, like the Christmas budget. And I think it's, you're right. As we talk about this, we're going to expand it a lot farther than just, number one, this time of year in December.
Sure.
But also just thinking of Christmas, we're going to expand it a little more to a holiday budget because,
That's
you know,
true.
There's things people don't take into consideration, like travel and food and yard decorations. Or my wife and I, we pulled our Christmas tree out over the weekend and we took it out of the box and we put it all together. We plugged it in. And nothing. No lights work at all. Not one section, not two.
Oh,
the entire tree.
No way.
I plugged it into three or four different outlets. I changed the fuses. I got frustrated beyond all belief. But so that puts us in a position to either go buy a new, you know, I don't even know what the, I think it was a couple hundred bucks before, but these trees nowadays are $400 or $500 or more.
Yeah.
Or do we just buy new lights and put them on this already pre-lit tree that's not pre-lit? So a struggle sounds like both you and I went through.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, those, if you buy a tree like that, not a live tree, but like a pre-lit tree, the big ones are very expensive. I was looking at those as well. We haven't had a tree inside our house in a long time because we have three cats and a dog and we have kids. So the cats don't allow us to hang ornaments or have nice things.
Sure.
So we have a deck right outside our big bay window. And on the deck every year, we put a real tree.
Okay.
And we keep it outside and we decorate it with lights. And so all the neighbors driving around the block can see
everybody
it up
gets
on
to
our
see it.
Deck.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we do that and got that all set up. So that's a good thing. Now, obviously, the whole holiday season, you're right, from Halloween through New Year's, it just seems like spending can get out of control. And you should have a budget. You should have a budget anyway. And you've talked about that on past shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into that. But we do have to take a quick break. And then we're going to dive into the tips for our listeners out there, things they need to be aware of, and just kind of a heads up as we head into Christmas and New Year's. But first, let's give away a book. That'd be a great Christmas gift, right, for people, is your book.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, whether you say, hey, it's a Christmas gift from me to you and you keep the book yourself, or if you want to get one of our books and pass it on to somebody else. I think it's a great idea, Tony. So let's give away maybe like the next 10 callers. Go ahead.
Sure.
And let's give away copies of the book to the next 10 callers.
Sounds good. The book is Empower Your Retirement, written by Jason, and it's Plan for the Best, Prepare for the Worst. You do want to empower your retirement, which means you're financial investments now. You have to have a plan in place. So give us a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone. It's 989-835-7203. The next 10 callers will get a copy of the book. There's no cost, no postage, no obligation. Just call and we'll send you the book. Again, that number is 989-835-7203. And we'll be right back with more of your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Jason Kreiderman. Jason, budgeting, expenses. There are a lot of expenses this time of year. We have expenses year-round, but it seems like planning is the key, isn't it? Budgeting and planning.
Yeah, planning is the key when we talk about, you know, a lot of things in life. And for those of our listeners out there that have heard us on this show before, they've heard us say that four-letter word probably an average of 15 to 20 times or more per show.
Yeah.
And that four-letter word is plan. Have a plan. Whether you have an investment plan, a contribution plan, a management plan, a tax reduction plan, a guaranteed lifetime income plan, budget, whatever it might be, you need to have a written plan. A written plan helps you stay focused. It helps you stay on track. With a written plan, you can gauge how you're doing. Am I investing enough money per my plan, per where I want it to be? Am I spending too much money per my plan where I want it to be? Am I reducing my taxes the way I wanted to per my plan? Are my investments growing? Am I reducing my fees? Any type of plan you write down, you can track it. just like any other goals we set. And you're right, this time of year we start thinking about, gee, how did I do this past 11 months or so on my New Year's resolutions I set back in January? And in about a month or so, we're going to be thinking about what New Year's resolutions we want to set for the next year. Any objective you set, whether it be a dream, a goal, whatever that might be, as little as a New Year's resolution, you want to write that down. Anything written down can be tracked. You can hold yourself accountable, and you can also modify that. That's something that's really important, even in budgeting money. Don't be afraid to say that, you know, hey, I'm over budget. I spent a little bit too much. What's important is if you can track it, keep an eye on it, and recognize if you're on track or if you spent too much, and then adjust it. Unfortunately, those people that don't have a plan, they have no idea, you know, if they've saved enough for retirement, or if they have enough income, or if they've reduced their taxation as much as they possibly can, or if they've outspent their budget. And so I think, you know, writing it down, reviewing it, keeping track of it, how am I doing? And don't be afraid to adjust that, even if it means I only wanted to spend $500 this Christmas season and I'm already at $600. Well, you know, that's okay. It doesn't mean you've failed.
Right.
It's okay to adjust it, but you need to be ready to take that in consideration next year when we make resolutions or plans. Take into consideration that we outshot one of them. And so maybe we need to reduce another area next year, increase an area, but be flexible. Again, but I think it's important, Tony, you're right. We need to have the plan, write it down, review it, and don't be afraid to update it.
Yeah, there you go. And what about having a specific account, a Christmas account or a holiday account, as you called it? That's probably a good idea as well, right?
I think it's a great idea. Those were pretty popular maybe 5 or 10 years ago or more, to have a Christmas account. And that's when at banks and credit unions, they were paying a higher interest rate they even called them a Christmas account, I think, at some institutions.
Yep.
But, you know, they might pay a little higher interest rate for a short-term account that they knew you were going to pad up throughout the year, put money in, and then come this time of year, November, December, you were going to probably pull money out of it, maybe even deplete that account. Unfortunately, banks and credit unions for a good time there went down to paying almost zero, you know, paying very low to no interest rates. And so those Christmas accounts or holiday savings accounts, people didn't use them anymore. You're getting zero. What's different than my savings account? It's getting the same rate.
Sure.
And they started putting money elsewhere. But now that we're seeing interest rates elevated, Tony, and we're seeing where we can make some pretty darn good interest rates in those savings and checking and money markets and short-term CDs and maybe even in those Christmas accounts. I do think it's important, though, to try to earmark or plan for how much we think we're going to spend. Not only at Christmas, Tony, I want to open this up and have our listeners start thinking about overall holiday spending throughout the year.
Yeah.
We'll probably get into this a little deeper in further segments of our show today, but there's a lot of other holidays throughout the year. People spend a lot of money. And if you can have a budget and plan for that, generally you can spend money more wisely, pinch a few pennies here or there to open up some additional spending, maybe around Christmas if you need it. So it's important, again, let's plan it. Let's write it down. Let's evaluate and track it throughout the year. But as we'll talk about throughout the show today is let's take into consideration more than just Christmas, because all of us spend money on all holidays throughout the year more than just Christmas.
True.
And it's a bigger picture number I think we need to keep track of. And you're right. You know, have a special account. Take that money and put it aside. Don't just leave it blended in your savings or checking with your everyday money. Actually set money aside and try to figure out how much we might spend next year on holidays as a whole. And how much do we need to spend per month? If we can average 3%, 5%, where can we put that money to average a little return? And then when are we going to take the money out throughout the year as well?
Yeah. Yeah. And when we come back from our next break, I want to ask you about a lot of people, and my wife and I used to do this, a lot of people put all their, at least Christmas shopping, on a credit card. Like, they'll just go out Black Friday, buy a lot of things, and put it all on a card. And I want to ask you your thoughts about that, and
sure,
and maybe why having a savings account or a special fund for holiday shopping is a better idea. But first, let's give away a few more copies of the book, and then we'll come back and talk about that. I want to get your thoughts on that. The book is Empower Your Retirement, and I know you and your dad wrote this book about financial planning, about financial investments, about getting ready to retire, making sure you have enough money saved to live a comfortable retirement. That's what this is all about. This book is a guidebook. It's so great. And you don't have to pay a dime for it if you're one of the next 10 callers. We're going to give away 10 copies. Just call 989-835-7203. That number again is 989-835-7203. And stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Your Financial Empower Hour right after this. Welcome back to Your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Jason Kreiderman. Jason, great show today. We are looking at how we can empower our retirement by spending wisely and budgeting. And that's been the 2 points so far. Have a plan for holiday spending. And I like your idea of expanding it to overall holiday spending. We are coming up on Christmas and New Year, and people spend a lot on travel, a lot on decorations, and a lot on presents. So this is one of the bigger ones. What about putting all those expenses on a credit card? What's wrong with that?
I'm going to preface this by saying, as long as we do the right things at the end of the month, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting all those charges on the credit card. And you're right with that statement where you said, you know, around Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, that's when there's a lot of spending on travel, on food, on groceries, on yard decorations, as you did, on lights and trees like I had to do, and, you know, just everything as a whole. So I like to look at it as holiday spending throughout the year, because there's a lot of holidays. You know, there's St. Patrick's Day, there's Valentine's Day, there's Labor Day, there's Memorial Day, there's my birthday, Tony. That's a holiday. Please don't forget my birthday.
When's your birthday?
June 29th,
that's right.
Tony. Put it in your calendar. Make it a national holiday. Falls right before Independence Day, which happens to be another holiday pretty close to as big as my birthday is. But but in all reality, I mean, we think about all the holidays, and we do, us Americans, we do a lot of spending. We spend a lot of money around the holidays. And I do think it's important that we track that. And I'm not saying spending money is a bad thing. Spend. Spend as much as you want to. Spend as much as you can afford to, but you have to track it. And I think if we track it and we can plan, hey, I'm going to spend $5,000 next year on holidays. Well, what holidays are you going to spend the most on? And that helps us determine how much do we need to have saved if we're going to spend cash before which holidays. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to spend $5,000, you really need to be able to comfortably justify to yourself, wow, am I really spending $5,000 on inflatables for my front yard? And if you are, that's okay if you can afford it.
Right.
If we can't afford it, maybe we cut back to $3,000 this year. But if our goal or dream or vision is to spend that kind of money around the holidays, by all means, work hard to achieve your goals. Adjust other aspects of your life to make sure you have enough money to spend on the things you want to, especially around the holidays. So I'm not saying that budgeting or spending should be a bad thing at all around the holidays, if you can afford it. Where we find people get themselves in trouble, Tony, especially when you brought in that credit card word, or the words credit card, is when people can't afford it. So we know we have, let's say, $1,000 at the end of the month, and we spend $3,000 on our credit card on the holiday. Well, you only had $1,000 and you spent $3,000. That means you couldn't afford it. You spent yourself by 200%. And now what do you do? Can you pay that credit card off at the end of the month? If not, what type of interest rate do you have? And most credit cards, as you and I know, Tony, especially with these interest rates raising as high as they have been in the last year or so here, credit card debt can get out of control. And especially with the rates, maybe in double digits, 12, 14, 18%. We're even seeing as high as 24, 28% interest.
Yeah, some now are 30.
Yeah, we're seeing with these interest rates
all
rising.
All the way to 30. Most credit cards now are between 25 and 30%,
they
said.
It's
absolutely crazy. I just read an
article.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. And people don't, and especially, you know, that's a number that you got to be paying attention to, because if you had a credit card that was maybe around 4% or 8% or whatever it was, and, you know, you were comfortable comfortable with that amount of interest rate. And all of a sudden, if that card went up to 18 or 20 or 30% and you're not aware of that, you may never get yourself out from under that credit card debt. And again, that's something you have to be prepared for. You have to have a written plan that says, here's mm-hmm. how much I'm going to allow myself to get in debt. Here's the interest rates I'm going to allow myself to pay comfortably. And here's when and how I'm going to pay this off. And I think it's, you know, in a perfect world, if we could use a credit card for 100% of our expenses all throughout the month, and then when the bill comes, we have cash sitting in our account ready to just pay 100% of the bill, so we never have to pay 1% of interest rate, no interest charges, no late fees, nothing. That's borrowing somebody else's money for free. I call that good debt. If I can leverage somebody else's money at no charge and then pay it off at the end of the month, especially, Tony, most of us can get frequent flyer miles or points yep. or dollars back. I mean, that's smart. That's leveraging almost a business opportunity. Where people can get themselves in trouble, though, is if they say, oh, yeah, I have $3,000. I could pay this off at the end of the month. And either somehow throughout the month, you spent some of that $3,000, so you yep. no longer have the money available to pay the bill. All of a sudden, you're going to start getting interest charges.
It happens to the best of us.
It happens to everybody all the time. All of our listeners out there probably shaking their head in their cars right now, Tony, or at their table thinking, son of a gun, that was me. Yep, yeah. I swore it never happened, and it did. Or they say, I'm only going to spend $3,000, and they accidentally spend $4,000.
Yep.
Yes, they still have the $3,000 in the bank, so they pay the $3,000, but that extra money they spent, they weren't prepared for. They didn't plan for that. So again, I think, you know, as you mentioned, using credit cards, what do I think about that? Well, I think it can be crazy, it can be dangerous, but it can also be very smart. It can be a very smart, efficient way to leverage somebody else's money, especially if you can get rewarded by frequent flyer miles, points, dollars, whatever that might be, and you can afford to pay that credit card off at the end of the month so you don't have to worry about any additional interest rates, finance charges, or credit card fees.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And I think that makes perfect sense. You have to be very disciplined if you want to use a credit card. And a lot of people do use credit cards over the holidays. We all like to get carried away when it comes to
sure,
buying gifts.
Absolutely. And it's our human nature.
Yeah, and that's the enjoyment of Christmas, is being able to give gifts to others and see their enjoyment, especially if we have kids or grandkids out there. We want to spoil mm-hmm. them at Christmas. That's like you said, it's human nature. It's what we do, but you do have to be careful and you need to live within your means and watch that spending, or it can get out of control and then you're paying high interest rates or having to crimp in other areas where you should have probably saved money. So that said, I know there are a lot of ways to save during the holidays. Obviously, if you can avoid travel during peak times, great. If you can't, you can't, but travel is another big one. Let's save that, though. Let's take another quick break, and then we're going to talk about some of the areas of expense and how to save there, and overall financial planning. Where does this fit in? We're going to cover that before the end of the show and give you some great tips. But first, the next 10 callers. We've got 10 more books we're giving away. I'm going to keep giving them away until Jason makes me stop. That's the thing. So give us a call, get a copy of the book, Empower Your Retirement, by our very own Jason Kreiderman. Just call your Financial Empower Hour right here, 989-835-7203. That number again is 989-835-7203. All you have to do is say you heard it on the show, your Financial Empower Hour, and we'll send you out a copy of the book. There's no charge, no obligation. You don't even have to pay postage. We'll get you a copy of that book. And please stay tuned. We've got more coming up in this holiday special going into the holiday season, talking about holiday spending right after this. And welcome back to your Financial Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with the man with the plan, Jason Kreiderman. Jason, we're both in good moods because we had great Thanksgiving holiday, a Thanksgiving holiday. We ate too much. We agreed on that. And
100%.
It was great to see family and to get a little break from work. I know this is a busy time of year for you there at your office, because a lot of people, maybe they're going to retire as of January 1st, and you're helping them prepare for that, some of your clients. or you have a lot of people coming in saying, hey, need to get my spending under control, or I need to figure out what my tax situation is going to be. So I need to look at my overall investment plan and how that's affected. And all of these things are part of an overall plan. Now, for your clients, when people come in and meet with you, let's say our listeners out there give you a call and say, hey, I want to set up one of those no charge, no obligation consultations, come into your office, meet with you or your staff there and get a plan in place, or have you look at my financial situation. Let me know what I could do to improve, maybe avoid making costly mistakes with my financial plan. You give them a plan in writing, right? They end up with a written financial plan.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's and we've had those examples you laid out there, Tony, all of those and then some, where, you know, people want to help themselves prepare for retirement, whether it be they say, hey, January 1st, I'm retiring, or they say in 5 years or 20 years, whatever that might be, or they say, hey, I need help with how to reduce my taxes. I paid way too much in taxes this year or last year. Or I need to control my fees. I think I'm paying way too high of fees inside my portfolio. Or I have too much exposure to risk. You know, last year in 2022, when equities were down 18%+ and fixed income bonds were down double digits, I had way too much not only equity risk, but as well as fixed income and interest rate risk to exposure to risk. And so all those aspects and a whole lot more, Tony, is exactly why people come see us, why they call us, why they listen to our show, why they read our book, and why they attend our monthly educational events. And yeah, you know, we'll sit down and we'll take a look at what they're currently doing. The service we provide is complimentary. When we talk about the second opinion, we call it a portfolio stress test and second opinion. And really what that is, it's no more than a second opinion of where are you today? How are you doing? Where are the areas you're doing well at? And where are the areas you may want to change or improve? And no different than the reason we call it a stress test, no different than an MRI or an x-ray or a stress test you get medically. Those are designed to identify where are the areas of concern that you could do things different to improve your health. That's exactly what we do with our portfolio stress test and second opinion on your finances, is we take a look at where are you today? Are you on the right road? Are you doing everything you can in the most financially healthy way today? Or are there any things you could tweak, do different, do better, stop doing, or add to be healthier financially? And there's no charge for that report. We will give everybody a copy of that report, and you'll have it in writing. If you do decide to move forward with us and actually implement building a plan to say, hey, here's the areas we could improve or add or do different, we'll put that in writing. And we'll say, okay, well, here's our plan. Here is our financial plan. Here's what we were doing. Here's what we identify we need to do different or better. And here's what we're going to do different and better. And Tony, the main reason, again, I've said it 1,000 times, that we want to write a plan is I want to be able to hold myself accountable that I'm accomplishing that plan for the clients I serve. I want them to be able to hold themselves accountable that what we're doing is helping them accomplish their goals. I want us to both be able to hold each other accountable when we sit down for our quarterly reviews or our semi-annual or annual reviews. I'm going to pull out that original plan and we're going to talk about, hey, what was our plan? What did we set out to achieve, accomplish, or avoid? And are we on track? And I want them to hold me accountable, hold themselves accountable. I'm going to hold them and me accountable so that we can, again, have a plan, review the plan, and then talk about, are we on track? And if we're off track, do we need to edit, change, or amend our plan in any way? And as long as, Tony, we have the plan, we're reviewing it, we can be very comfortable and confident knowing we're doing the right things, or, hey, it's time to make a change. We were throwing a curveball. Our fault or someone else's out of our control, it's okay. But if you don't have a plan, Tony, how can you review it to determine if you're on track or not? And if you're not reviewing a plan, how can you make the appropriate changes to improve your future moving forward?
Right.
It's just impossible to do without a plan.
Yeah, you can't. And what I like about all of this is that it's not just some handout you hand people when they come in. This is based on personal information. Everybody's situation is different. Their timeline, their age, their timeline, yes, when they're thinking about retiring, what they currently have, what their goals are. And you sit down with them over the course of a couple of meetings, two or three consultations, and then you come up with this written plan And I think it's so important for everyone to have that, because you're going to save money in the long run. Every study shows that if you work with a financial advisor and have a financial plan, you're going to do better. And so you're going to come out ahead after it's all said and done. And you're going to avoid really costly mistakes that a lot of people make when it comes to financial planning and retirement planning. And, you know, back to our holiday topic before we go here, I always think about how much we spend on gifts. And we have three kids. My wife comes from a big family with brothers and sisters. So there's aunts and uncles and all the cousins. And they figured out, it maybe took them too long, but for the last, I don't know how many years, at least 15, we have a limit, and it's and we do a dice game and pass gifts around.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that really helps control the spending, because it was getting out of control.
Oh yeah.
And you know, there's always one family in there, one family that overdoes it. So then you feel like you got to give better gifts, because they're giving your kids just really expensive items.
Absolutely. Or too many. And, you know, we've even had that in our personal family. And I think one part of that, and it doesn't have anything to do with really the money, it's communicate.
You
have to communicate.
Yes.
Communicate with your family, and don't feel, you know, let's say maybe you're in a position where you just don't have as much money this year and you just can't afford to. And you say, oh, I don't want to say anything because I'm embarrassed or shy. I don't want them to think bad. Listen, remember the whole thing about, you know, Jesus Christ and the reason for the season. And it's all about giving. However, we also have to be realistic, and nobody wants to see anybody put themselves in a position where they couldn't afford it and they overspent, overchallenged themselves, and then put themselves in a bad financial position moving forward where now they can't pay their bills or they have to go without. So I got to stress that, Tony, everyone's got to really be realistic of what's realistic to spend. I mean, if someone in my family makes $100,000 and I make $50,000, should they spend twice as much on gifts for my kids? No. Come up with a game, a system like you did, Tony, and we do the white elephant gift at Amy's parents' house, where it's $25 limit.
Yep.
Everybody can usually afford $25.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire family or not, you're going to spend $25 just like I am.
Yep.
And then we do the same. We put numbers in a hat. We draw numbers out, and you can steal someone's gift if you want.
I love that. That's basically what we do. Yeah,
something like that. I mean, I know, it's way too easy to spend and overspend.
Yeah.
And if we go back to, if you have a plan and you have a budget and you're continually reviewing your plan, you're keeping yourself on track, hopefully, so you don't overspend.
Right. And I know grandparents like to spoil the grandkids.
They sure do. And that's what they're all for, right?
That's
what
fine.
It's all about. They're the only ones that get the exception, Tony.
Yes.
Grandparents are the only one that get the exception to the rule.
Yes, exactly. Same way in our family. If they want to spend, great. If they just want to participate on that level, great. So, yeah, that's a good point, too. But I like that, you know. And, names in the hat, white elephant gift, then you can swap. And, fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
fun. It makes it fun, too. Yeah. And then the whole money point, how many gifts did I get or how much they spent, it's gone. It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. Everybody's on the same play field. Everyone's having fun. It's just I think it's a very fun, easy way to do that and celebrate the real reason for the season.
Yeah, it really is. And this has been a great discussion. Love the holiday season. If our listeners out there want to set up a no charge, no obligation consultation and get a plan going, and then if they decide, hey, I like Jason's ideas, he's going to be able to help me, I want to work with him long term, that's great. If not, they'll at least have some great information to take back with them. And there's no obligation. It's super easy. The only cost is your time. And I think it's a great idea. So I'm going to encourage our listeners out there to call in. If you set up the consultation, you'll get the book when you come in. The book is Empower Your Retirement. For the rest of the listeners, if they want one sent to you, be one of the next 10 callers. Just call in. The number is 989-835-7203. Again, that number is 989-835-7203. And great show today, Jason. I think we had a great discussion.
It's always a pleasure, and it was a wonderful show, and it's fun this time of year, like you say, around the holidays. Everybody's hopefully in good spirits and cheery, and if any of our listeners out there have any questions or concerns about the shows, the topics we cover, or, you know, give us a call. Be happy to have a phone call or an office visit with myself or another member of my team, or if you have any other thoughts of ideas of topics you'd like to hear us talk about or you'd want to be involved in, by all means, we're always open to hearing. If you're sick of hearing just Tony and I ramble about our personal lives, give us some other topics to talk about. We'd be happy to discuss those on our show as well.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Your Financial Empower Hour. Thank you for listening to Your Financial Power Hour. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Jason Kreiderman at Great Lakes Investment Advisor. Call 989-848-1188 or visit them online at GreatLakesInvestmentAdvisors.com. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor with the state of Michigan. Insurance products and services offered through Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., DBA Great Lakes Financial Freedom Group, Great Lakes Investment Advisors, Inc., and Senior Financial Strategies, Inc., our affiliated company. Carl and Jason Kreiderman and Great Lakes Investment Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.